This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café Du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café Du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Mark Brown is with Plains Cotton Growers, talks about the availability of assistance.
Back in February, we had all of that worked out. We had the phase one deal of the China trade agreement implemented, and then along comes the coronavirus. And it turns out to be a worldwide pandemic. And we know that beginning in March is when we really saw that sweep across the entire globe. And consequently, it caused just global demand destruction, especially of a couple of agricultural commodities. One would be the textile goods, and the other would be biofuels, because people didn't need fuels because they weren't traveling. And, you know, in the textile demand, we all still, even during the pandemic, had to occasionally go to the grocery store so that we could continue to provide meals to our families. But how many times did we run out to the clothing store and buy any new apparel? And so we just saw a global destruction of the textile demand. And now we've got stockpiles of that, not only in the United States, but also in the world. We're going to have to eat through those stockpiles until we can see increasing prices. Consequently, these government assistance programs have just been very, very critical for these wild times that we're facing here in the U.S. agricultural industry.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.